Here with me I have Thomas Alstad, and you're with the Brookhaven National Laboratory. First of all, tell us a little bit about who you work for here.
Well, Brookhaven National Lab is one of the DOE laboratories, so it's a government-owned contractor-operated facility on Long Island. I work primarily in the field of energy policy analysis at our office here in D.C.
All right. Well, you were here to talk a little bit about technical global fuels, sort of an analyzing biofuels on a global basis. What were some of the points that you made in your presentation?
Well, we last year completed a study on global biofuels, and in particular looked at the potential for U.S. to import fuels as a part of trying to attain the goal of meeting their renewable fuel standards. Our main findings is that there is a very significant potential for expansion in the biofuels industry over the next two decades, and that current policies provide strong incentives for producers and strong enough to really test the ability to expand the infrastructure, both on the production side and on the delivery and dispensing side of this period.
So for those who are in the business of producing alternative fuels right now, how do you think what your findings are, how do you think that would affect them in terms of their outlook for their own business and industry right now?
Well, I think most of those people may have concerns that cover a much shorter time span than what we're looking at which is sort of more of the long run. But I think our findings is that there's definitely a future in expanding, and that they will have a market for their fuels in the long run. So in that sense, I think it's a positive reinforcement.
Of course, a lot of them are dealing with that short-term problems that they've had right now in terms of pricing and this really erratic and market that we've had here in this last year. Anything else that you saw in there that you think might be worth pointing to or pointing out?
Well, I think, I mean, our report is mainly directed or intended for policymakers on the policies. So I think we make some or at least our conclusions should tell you something about the current policies. And for instance, we feel that the long-term viability of something like the blender's credit might not be there.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much. That's Thomas Alstad with Brookhaven National Lab speaking here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference, this one dealing with global trade and policy issues. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.